AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A 26-year-old suspect being sought by police for a shooting in Omaha, Nebraska, opened fire today on officers, prompting police to return fire in a shootout that left a female police officer and the suspect dead. 29-year-old Kerry Orzakko was a 7-year-old veteran of the department and worked in its gang unit. She was also a new mother with a premature baby, who's to be released tomorrow from an Omaha hospital. Orozco is also the first female police officer to die in the line of duty in Omaha. Ironically, AP correspondent Grant Schulte reports the police killing came as Nebraska lawmakers voted to abolish the death penalty,
making Nebraska the first conservative state to do so since North Dakota did it in 1973.
About 1,000 weapons have been recovered by police in Waco, Texas, at the scene of a shootout Sunday that left 9 bikers dead, 18 wounded, and 170 arrested. A GOP senator is still speaking at length on the Senate floor about the National Security Agency's ability to scoop up phone records.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul controlled the Senate floor for hours as he delineated his opposition to renewing the NSA's ability to collect Americans' phone records in bulk, calling it a huge invasion of privacy.
We're talking about an enormous amount of information. We're talking about all of your phone records all of the time.
Paul's effort was accompanied by a fundraising appeal, ending what he calls the NSA's illegal spying on Americans is a linchpin of his run for the GOP presidential nomination. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
An oil spill in California is worse than first thought. And there's also a $211 million settlement tonight in the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. This is AP Radio News. 4 of the world's biggest banks will pay more than $5 billion in penalties and plead guilty in rigging global currency markets.
Traders at JPMorgan Chase, Citicorp, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland were accused of working together to manipulate rates on the foreign exchange market. In this case, prosecutors were able to get an admission of financial misconduct, with traders admitting to sharing customer orders. The 4 banks are fined, but will be able to continue doing business in the currency markets. No executives have been charged, although that part of the investigation is ongoing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The suburban New York home where F. Scott Fitzgerald is believed to have written The Great Gatsby is up for sale. A spokeswoman for Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage says the asking price for the manor home on Long Island is just over $3.8 million. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.